You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. What a week it has been. Nifty is well on track to hit a record high by May 2019, right after the elections, during counting time. Let's see if that happens. All the activities on the Lal Street I bring to you in a neat little capsule we like to call an evening walk down the Lal Street, the last of the week, with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Well, what a day it was for the Indian markets. A 500-point climb, but then the rally fizzled out towards the close of the session. But stay put, as this rally has more legs before we see the momentum truly fizzling out. The S&P BSE Sensex closed above 38,000 for the first time since September 14th of 2018, while the Nifty 50 also reclaimed 11,400 for the first time since September 18, 2018, and is all set to hit higher targets towards the 11,500 levels. The market rallied for five straight days post the Lok Sabha poll announcement for the first time in at least 15 years, according to CNBC TV 18 data. Indian markets end at a fresh six-month high, fueled by gains in the banking space. Nifty Bank posted a record close and recorded the biggest weekly gain since May 2016. Nifty Bank closed 1.58% higher, or 458 points up, at 29,381. It hit a record high of 29,520.7. Banking stocks naturally gained the most, led by State Bank of India, Punjab National Bank, Bank of Baroda, ICICI Bank, Kotak Mahindra Bank, and IndusInd Bank. On a weekly basis, the market extends weekly gaining streak to 4 weeks in a row now. The S&P BSE Sensex rose 3.69%, while the Nifty 50 gained 3.5% for the week ended today, the 15th of March. Experts feel that the investors should remain stock-specific, but at the same time, Nifty 50 is all set to hit fresh highs in the next 15 to 20 weeks. Chandan Taparia, Associate Vice President, Analyst and Derivatives at Motilal Oswal, told Money Control, and I quote, Nifty 50 rallied over 550 points after giving a breakout above 10,985, Nifty was consolidating in a narrow range, but then suddenly momentum led by banks fueled rally and is more likely here to stay because it is led by many heavyweight stocks. Most of the headwinds are largely over, and it looks like investors are factoring in the continuity of the ruling government in the upcoming elections, which is acting as a major booster. The index is all set to hit fresh life highs of 11,760 by 8 to 10 weeks or by May end of 2019. Unquote. Some stocks that made noise today on the Lal Street. Bharti Airtel fell nearly 2% after Jefferies downgraded the stock to underperform from hold rating and cut the price target to 270 rupees from 280 rupees. The share price of CMI rose 6% after the company included as a vendor with a few prestigious companies in the third quarter ending December 2018. Prestige Estates Projects gained 2% after Deutsche Bank initiated coverage with a buy call on the stock. What's been happening in the rest of the world? Time to find out. Asian indices ended on a higher note today on the back of Bank of Japan's monetary policy decision. Japan's Nikkei 225 ended 0.77% higher at 21,450.85, while Shanghai Composite rose 1.04% at 3,021.75. South Korea's Kospi was up 0.95% at 2,176.11, and Hang Seng of Hong Kong jumped 0.56% at 29,012.26. European markets are also trading with marginal gains today, with Britain's FTSE rising 0.54% at 7,224.18, France's CAC up 0.46% at 5,374.13, and Germany's DAX up 0.35% at 11,627.97 at the time of my saying this. Well, I quoted Chandan Taparia just earlier, and he is here now with an exclusive chat that our own Kshitij Anand did with him. He will be talking about what to expect from the stock market in the coming weeks and what stocks look attractive at this point. That's coming up right now.
Hello and welcome to this special podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Kshitij Anand, and today I have with me Chandan Taparia, Associate Vice President and his derivatives at Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Well, welcome to the podcast, Chandan.
Thank you.
Well, Chandan, we saw some bit of profit booking, at the top, but Sensex and Nifty both closed with handsome gains. What should investors do now? You know, hold on to cash or probably dive in Monday morning?
Yes, it is. We have seen a decent rally in Indian market. Nifty itself rallied by more than 550 points after its breakout of 10,985.
Mm-hmm.
Market is over stress. It was consolidating in range of 400, 500 points in last three series, but suddenly the momentum come led by the buying from the FIs. So we believe that this momentum is likely to continue because many heavyweights are doing well and such kind of momentum could continue going forward. Now, earlier there was some concern because of the geopolitical. Now the stability in the crude and the USD-INR is also supporting the Indian equity market. So we believe that market is now factoring the government of the ruling party in the next union elections as that is the key factor going forward. And option also started to attracting the same. So we believe that there won't be a major dip in the market, and market is all set to head towards a new lifetime high territory. So here suggestion is better to be with selective heavy counter, and slow and steady the base of the market is shifting higher. The support is now likely to be at 11,180, and slow and steady we are heading towards 11,760. That is the lifetime high for the Nifty index.
Right. And any time frame that you have for that?
Yeah, now the key things we are factoring the market movement till May 2019, because the election is now the key factor in the Indian market. So we are expecting this momentum to continue for next 8 to 10 weeks towards the May end or post the election outcome result.
All right. Now, as you rightly said, banking stocks are leading the charge. So is it fair of missing out, playing out in banking space?
Yeah, many people are feeling the miss out concept in the market. We have seen the strong momentum in most of the private and the PSU banks in last couple of days. Stock like IndusInd Bank, Kotak Bank have done well. And HDFC Bank and HDFC Twins are also doing well. So we believe that this momentum and outperformance is clearly visible in the Bank Nifty index. Nifty is still away from its lifetime high by around 250-60 points. But Bank Nifty has already surpassed the previous lifetime high of 28,388. So we believe that momentum is likely to be there in the Bank Nifty index. And we are expecting a move towards 30,500 kind of zone. Bank Nifty already headed towards 29,520 zone. And now till it holds above 28,800, 28,900 zone, this rally can extend it. So traders can go with HDFC Bank, Kotak Bank, IndusInd Bank, ICICI Bank, and we believe that these stocks are likely to perform in Indian market.
Perfect. Thanks a lot for being part of the show, Chan.
My pleasure.
Well, thanks, Chandan and Kshitij, for that. That was pretty much everything you needed to know about the activities on Dalal Street today. We, of course, have several other podcasts lined up for you. The Market Podcast, which comes in as a weekly roundup, is going to come to you in just a little while. I also had a chat with Sanjay Kumar, the director of CSDS, that is the Center for the Study of Developing Societies, and he gave us an indication of how the parties are placed going into the elections and what are the challenges of sophology. And indeed, if the BJP or the Congress has been more successful at making alliances, he also gives us his prediction as of the 15th of March of how the elections are going to turn out. So do be sure to listen to that. In addition to that, we'll also be speaking about the rise of the camera phone and how that is affecting the sales of cameras in general. So there is a lot to catch up on over the course of today. And in the meanwhile, if you do want to write to us, do write in mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.